Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the first Friday night road game of the year. Biloxi Shuckers, Mississippi Braves getting underway at 6:35. It's time for today's pregame interview. And as always on Fridays, I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by manager Joe Arol. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
How's Brock Wilkin doing after last night? A real scary situation, 94 up near the helmet. You were the first one out there, and you're really helping him out. How's he doing today?
He's doing as good as he can be right now, resting at the hotel. But definitely a scary moment. I mean, seeing that happen, he's, you know, lucky he had that C-flap on his helmet. But like I said, it's a really scary moment. And he went to the hospital, came back afterwards. So it was good to see him come back and, you know, see the guys in the clubhouse. But we're all praying for him.
And you were first out there. How much did that C-flap protect him? Because the helmet kind of exploded as soon as he got hit. Was it that C-flap that splattered all over the place?
Yeah, that's what flew off, was the C-flap.
For Wilkin, he was a guy who was slotting in every day at the third base spot. How much does that change around the lineup construction over the next couple of days with Wilkin now on the injured list? Because you do have a lot of guys who can play the infield and the outfield and play multiple positions.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of versatility on this club, but losing a player like Wilkin, I mean, he's one of the top dogs in our lineup and an unbelievable defender, but great human being. It stinks to lose a guy like that.
Yeah, we're hoping for the best. We're hoping it's a real quick recovery. But on the bright side, your pitching staff has been terrific over the first week of this season. It seems like everybody who gets the baseball is throwing 3-4 terrific innings. And on the rotation side of things, it seems like nobody can hit these guys. How much fun has it been to see the starting rotation have such success early on?
Oh, it's been great. Coming in, we knew we were going to have good pitching. I mean, they've been doing a great job winning the race to two strikes and dominating late in the counts. But starting pitching and the bullpen doing a great job.
What's really impressed on both sides of that equation?
I just think their execution. I mean, they get good scouting reports from Will Schierholz and Paul Moeller. They're executing their pitches, and like I said, they're dominating late in the counts.
When you've had a couple guys who have made their Double-A debuts, whether it's Bradley Blaylock, who's getting the start tonight, Tyler Wasner, Nate Peterson, what's it been like for them to step into a Double-A role for the first time as a starter and have as much success as they had first time around?
I mean, all three of them had good seasons last year. They all three pitched for me, so seeing them have success, I'm not surprised. I mean, they're executing their plan and mixing pitches well and doing a great job.
How happy does it make you to see them make that jump to Double-A? Because it is a big jump from High-A to Double-A and have that early success.
I would definitely say as a player, that was the biggest jump for me, was going from High-A to Double-A. It's tough. I mean, just the lineups, the construction of the lineups, you know, 1 through 9, you're facing good hitters. But like I said, I'm really happy to have all three of them here, guys that I've managed, already have formed a relationship with them, and great to see them having success early.
Talking about guys who you managed last year who have made the jump to Double-A, Ernesto Martinez has started off the season real hot. He's played 37 games in Double-A. We worked out the numbers this morning. He's reached base in 31 of them. How impressive has it been to see Ernesto, not only with the bat, but he's showing off the glove in a big way early on?
I love it. As soon as you said his name, big smile came on my face. Love the guy. You know, he's entertaining. He's one of my mom's favorite players. She loves watching our games. This might be the fire truck coming to get him right now. Who knows? But great guy. I'm really happy for him. Got married in the off season, but he's really, his work ethic, everything. He's been great on the defensive side and swinging the bat well.
What makes him such a great guy to have in this clubhouse and on this team?
Just a funny guy. I mean, you know, he's got some pizzazz to him. His outfits that he wears on the bus to and from the ballpark. He comes to work every day. I mean, he's come a long way. I've known him since 2017 when we signed him, and seeing him from then, I mean, you knew he had some tools, but now he's really starting to polish him up. And, you know, having a guy like him at first base, he makes all the infielders around him better.
He's one of a couple of big dogs in the middle of that lineup. How much can he be a catalyst for this lineup moving forward?
Oh, he's tooled up. I mean, two of the balls, he had a double and a single last night. One of them was 115 off the bat, and the other one was 110. So, I mean, those were ground balls. So if I'm on the infield dirt, I know I'm shading back. Or if I was coaching first, I'd be shading back a little bit because he's got some juice.
Also for you, this is a trip back to Braves country. You're a guy who spent your entire playing career in the Braves organization. Now, you did not play in Pearl. You played in Greenville, South Carolina with the Greenville Braves when you were in Double-A. But how fun has it been to be back around the Braves people and the Braves country down here?
That's cool. I think first day, I mean, I can see it right now looking up, seeing a big poster of Brian Snitker on the wall, who managed me in 92. But some good people over there, good baseball people. So it's always good to see the play against the Braves, and hopefully we take these next three.
There are a bunch of pictures around this ballpark, whether it's of the World Series team that you were on that reached the World Series, or whether it's various pictures from the Greenville Braves time. Have you found yourself in any portion of this ballpark? Have you looked up and been like, wait a minute, that looks a lot like me?
No, I haven't been looking around. That'd be like find Waldo in a picture or something. But I haven't gone around looking. It's just that Snicker's picture really stuck out.
How important and special was Snicker to you in your career?
He was a huge influence on me. 1992, my first season in A-ball in Macon, Georgia. But, taught me a lot about the game, being a professional. He's a great guy, and I'm super happy he's having so much success at the big league level.
Well, he's having a lot of success at the big league level. A lot of guys that came through here and a lot of guys that came through the Southern League. But on the manager side, how much did he influence kind of how you are as a manager now post-playing career?
Quite a bit. I mean, you could tell he cared about us. I mean, just putting us out on the field, putting us in situations to succeed, and also challenging us as players. But he was great and definitely an influence on my managing.
Well, Joe, much appreciated. Thanks much for the time.
You got it. Thank you.
This has been the Biloxi Shockers pregame interview, Shockers and Braves at 6:35.